The rich tradition of carving wooden masks in the Kodiak region is documented in a new exhibit catalog. The masks were collected by a Frenchman named Alphonse Pinart in 1871, who then donated them to a museum in France. In 2008, the Aleutic Museum in Kodiak collaborated on an exhibit with the French Museum, showing some of the masks in both locations. Now, a new catalog on the exhibit offers detailed photographs of all the masks and descriptions of their unique history. Aleutic Museum Executive Director Sven Håkansson Jr. spearheaded the collaboration. He says Pinart gathered the masks on a long kayak trip.
He ended up kayaking from Unalaska to Kodiak, and then he spent the next 6 months until the spring of 1872 here in Kodiak. And in that time, he was documenting songs and stories, legends. He ended up collecting over 74 masks from Kodiak.
And he took them back to France.
He took them back to France with him, and he ended up donating them to the Chateau Musée in Boulogne-sur-Mer in 1875. When Pinart collected them, he actually did us a huge favor because, you know, between the tidal waves, earthquakes, and individuals who were afraid of them, we might not have ever had these masks to use and learn from.
You say afraid of them. Some individuals were afraid of the masks themselves?
Yeah, no, growing up, we were always told if you ever came across a mask cave, never to touch them and to make sure to, you know, do nothing with them. I mean, it was just taboo.
When did you first see them, and what was that like?
I went over there with the hopes to negotiate a contract to have them come on an exhibit here in 2002, but that all fell through. And I ended up just being able to photograph some of them, see them, learn a little bit more. And from there, it was just like, okay, how can I get the masks back? And I subsequently was turned down several times from 2002 to 2006. And what I ended up doing was getting a grant and deciding, well, if we can't bring the masks to Kodiak to share with the people, well, let's figure out how we can get our artists and carvers over there. Because there's so few people who knew about the masks. And so we got a grant, took 10 artists over there in 2006 in June, and that was where the current director and staff realized the value and importance of these collections to us. And so they said, well, let's figure out how to work together. And then the deputy mayor, who has the yes, can say the yes, said, yes, let's make this happen. And so we started that process, and so in 2008, we were able to bring 35 masks over to the Aleutic Museum and Anchorage Museum to be exhibited. And out of that, we've got the catalog from the actual exhibit catalog, and then we did a full-size catalog, which is the Chinook Leica Face.
What did the carvers that went with you from the Kodiak area, what did they learn? What did they come away with from seeing these masks up close?
Well, them seeing the masks for the first time, they didn't. Most of us didn't quite understand the sizes, and you know, like for example, the painted masks in the catalog you look at, you don't realize those are, you know, a quarter of what the original mask, the unpainted masks, are in size. And then the depth is the other important thing. When you see masks just a front photograph, you can't really tell the depth of how deep the nose is, how deep the mouth is cut. And then when you're able to handle the mask, you actually turn the mask over and you look at how it's been hollowed out and that whole process where you would never learn from photographs.
Sven Håkansson Jr. is executive director of the Aleutic Museum in Kodiak. The book is available from the University of Alaska Press.